We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Resh Lamed Tet in the Standard Edition, page Shin Tet Vav in the Zeligman Edition. We're up to the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the importance of the mitzvah of making a chatan and kala happy, and the Chafetz Chaim also discussed the care we should take that the wedding is done in a modest way without mixed dancing. And here in the footnote he writes, he says, I don't understand the in-laws, the parents of these children that are getting married. How do they allow such openness, such a breach of our modesty within the rejoicing of their children's wedding? We know that every action we take, if we have heavenly assistance, Hashem is connected to the action, so then that action will succeed. And if we take action where Hashem is distant from us when we do that action, then all the hard work is for naught. So if we have a wedding, and at the time of the wedding, there's this breach of our tradition, of our modesty, undoubtedly there is no presence of the Shekhinah, there is no godly presence at such a wedding. On the contrary, Se'irim is a nickname for, you could say, demons, for lack of a better word, are dancing there. And undoubtedly, the essence, the prime reason for their marriage will not end up succeeding. There's going to be a lot of fighting in such a house. And their children also won't be established before their Creator. How could parents let their children run such a wedding? The commentary, the Bach, wrote the following comment in Eben Ezer. He quotes a work called the Sefer Minhagim. If you have men and women standing together, he's not even talking about dancing together. If you have mixed standing, a mixed occasion at the time of the chuppah, you shouldn't make the blessing that Hashem represents his place as a place of happiness. That's not real happiness. If it's all about Yetzer Hara, men looking at women, etc. V'chein katan v'bet Shmuel Sham, v'chein katan v'bal Birkei Yosef, shekvar kidman v'zeh b'sef chasidim v'zeh l'shon Hoshem. So the Birkei Yosef writes, in the name of the Sefer Chasidim, he writes, im nashim yoshvot b'ne anashim she'irurim sham lo yitachen nevrech shasimcha b'imono. If you have a situation where men and women, everyone's sitting together and they're all looking at what they shouldn't be looking, so that's not a place where you can make a blessing of shasimcha b'imono, a blessing about how wherever Hashem is present, there's happiness. And it's also quoted in Siman Kuf Samaches, Al Tarev Banim Uvonot Pen Yachtiu, don't set up mixed seating, boys and girls sitting together, lest they cause sin, as the verse says, as in Smach Betulab Machol, Vainu Levada, Aval Bachurim Muskenim Yachdav, that when a girl is dancing, so they should have girls dancing in their own place. But when you have young and old together, that's men with men, women with women, and that's what it says also in the end of Tehillim. Bachurim v'gam betulot, v'lo amar bachurim im betulot, kmo shamar zekenim im na'arim. The idea here is that the dancing has to be separate. They weren't talking about a mechitza in those days. They were just talking about mixed dancing versus non-mixed dancing. And he concludes the footnote. He has a long comment at the end of the footnote. He says like this, Ma'aseh ba'adam she'ya rochev yechidi ba'layla. There was a man riding alone at night, v'alavana zorachat b'oto layla. And the moon was shining, it was a full moon that night. He's riding through the desert, and he saw a huge army coming, and they had huge wagons. On those wagons were sitting many people, and he saw that what was pulling the wagons was not animals, rather humans. And he couldn't figure out, what were all these people doing? As he approached, he recognized some of those people were people who had already passed from the world. So he said to them, he sees a vision, he sees these people, some of them are already deceased, and they're pulling wagons through the desert. So he asked them, "Mazeh she'atem moshim kol ha'layla agalot? Why are you drawing wagons throughout the night? Umitzatchem al agalot, and some of you are sitting on the wagons." And this is where we'll pick up next time.